On Tuesday, there was a big announcement about the health of the humpback chub, a rare Colorado River fish. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is proposing moving the humpback chub status down from endangered to threatened. Here with more is KUNC's Luke Runyon. Hey, Luke.
Hi there.
So describe the humpback chub for us.
So the humpback chub isn't a huge fish. If you laid an adult out on your arm with its nose at the tip of your fingers, its tail would probably land about the middle of your forearm or about 10 inches long. They have a small head and their mouths are turned downward, which makes it kind of a grumpy looking fish. And they're named for this characteristic hump, which sits just behind their head.
Well, on the topic of survival, this is an endangered fish. Why?
This is one of those age-old questions with endangered species. How did things get so bad for them? And the answer is almost always it's a combination of factors. And that's true for the humpback chub as well. Without a doubt, big infrastructure projects on the Colorado River, mostly in the form of big dams and diversions, those have lessened the high flows in the river that the chub really depends on for its habitat. Human activities along the river have also changed the chemistry of the water that the fish lives in. So you see high levels of some heavy metals, chemicals, you have changes in the salt load in the river, you see pharmaceuticals, and those have hurt their populations as well. And then finally, there is a high number of non-native fish in the river as well. These are fish that have been introduced sometimes by sportsmen, fish like the large and smallmouth bass, and those will feed on the native species like humpback chub.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is proposing downgrading its status. Tell us about the recovery.
This has been a long time in the making. The humpback chub was first listed as an endangered species when the Endangered Species Act was first enacted in 1973. It was one of the original species that was on the list. And then in the late 1980s, populations of the humpback chub and three other endangered Colorado River fish, the bony tail, the razorback sucker, and the Colorado pike minnow, they were dropping in such steep numbers that they were on the brink of extinction. And the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service started these formal recovery programs to try and boost their numbers or at least stabilize their populations. And since then, the agency has spent about $400 million on all kinds of programs that are meant to stabilize these fish populations. For the humpback chub, that meant operating dams in such a way that they were able to give these high flows that the fish thrive in. So now some of the largest dams in the West, depending on reservoir conditions, will release higher amounts of water in the spring to mimic a flood. And that has helped some of these fish populations. They've also put together teams to go out into the field, into some stretches of the river, and catch those non-native predator fish, remove them so that they can give the humpback chub a chance.
I understand that there are some environmental groups that have criticized the idea of this move. Why is that?
Two groups, the Center for Biological Diversity and Wild Earth Guardians, they both put out statements after the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced this, saying that this was the wrong decision for the humpback chub. Both groups cited climate change as something that's going to continue to hurt these fish populations, especially as demand for water in the West continues to grow. They kind of see this decision as too hasty and see it based on politics rather than on science.
So what's next for the chub?
Downlisting is a public process. It takes several years for any species to go from being endangered to threatened. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service first suggested that the humpback chub might make sense for it to get downlisted in 2018. And then this week put the notice on the Federal Register, kicking off the official public process. So none of this moves really quickly. That public comment period lasts for 60 days until March 23rd. And federal wildlife officials say that just because a species moves from endangered to threatened doesn't mean that they're going to receive fewer protections. It's just a move that shows that some of the recovery efforts are working and that the fish is not immediately facing the threat of extinction. And I should note, too, that the humpback chub is just one of four endangered fish species in the Colorado River Basin. One of the others, the razorback sucker, is also on this path towards being downlisted and is about a year behind in the process behind the chub. And the two others, the bony tail and the Colorado pike minnow, are not likely to be downlisted anytime soon.
KUNC's Luke Runyon. He is the Colorado River Basin reporter. Thanks for joining us, Luke.
Thank you so much.